Well, where we were with the budget until about 8:30 a.m. was there was a standoff negotiation between Republicans and Democrats. Republicans had passed the budget. The governor had vetoed the budget. Republicans had tried to get enough Democrats to override the governor's veto and had been trying for about the last 8 weeks and weren't able to do that. So they had been scheduling the veto override vote and then taking it off the calendar over and over and over again. And this morning, after telling Democrats that there would be no votes in this morning's session, they called a surprise vote and they overrode the budget veto with barely half the members in the chamber. So the final vote was 55-9, and that's in a body that has 120 members. So the Republicans knew to be there after telling the Democrats that they didn't need to worry about it because there wouldn't be any votes. Not just there wouldn't be a veto override vote, but that there would not be any votes.
So I guess the 9 votes that voted against it, those would have been the 9 Democrats that happened to be there. Is that correct?
There were 9 Democrats who happened to be there because they happened to have a committee meeting that was meeting early this morning. And so they swung by session this morning. And what people need to understand is these sessions, these sort of empty ceremonial sessions happen on a daily basis. This is not unusual. And, you know, leadership sends out an email or makes an announcement. There will be no votes at tomorrow's session. We have to hold session every day in order to stay in session. It's one of our internal rules that operates here. So this, we call them skeleton sessions. They're very common here. And when someone in leadership says it's going to be a skeleton session, that rule is respected. They don't then turn that into an ambush on the most important vote of the entire session. This is a historic act of deception, frankly, by the Republicans.
What do you guys do next?
We make sure that we're present for every single opportunity to override the veto, and we make sure that this does not happen. We are now the last line of defense.